this will be the first time in recent memory that the trade union movement has taken a position, an official position, opposing police brutality and repression, in particular on communities of color and immigrants. For a number of years, the trade union movement has been silent on this, and this is a fundamental problem with how the trade union movement is different today than it was when, during the 19th century, the Haymarket struggle in Chicago led to the eight-hour workday, where the trade union movement was a social activist movement. We are carrying on that tradition. Workers have a right to resist, and which is what we're doing on Saturday by refusing to go to work. Listen, if working people don't exercise some kind of power and moral authority with respect to their wishes and desires, they're not going to be addressed. In 2 weeks, you have midterm elections. What Democrats, Republicans, or Tea Party members are talking about these killings going on all across the country? You read the paper every day. There's an incident involving a person of color being killed by the police. The repression has intensified with the current economic chaos, the bailouts, the foreclosures, the offshoring of jobs. This is all connected. We're taking off on that day. And I just want to make a point. Yesterday, Michael Raines, who's the attorney for Mr. Mesley, said he respected the ILWU, but he couldn't understand what did we hope to have come of this. Well, the answer to that question is this. Any time that workers withhold their labor, in particular longshoremen who are responsible for the movement of international cargo, the fourth largest port on the West Coast, this is going to get the attention of the White House. It's going to get the attention of all of our employers, because what we're talking about is something that has to be addressed right now. And I want to make another point. There will be no politicians on that mic, on that stage on Saturday, because we're tired of being ignored, and the only way that there's ever any change in this country is when people from the bottom make change, not the top. And that's what this is all about.
And Jack, this isn't simply the union. This is also a number of dozens of other organizations have joined on. What's the plan there?
Well, the plan is for the union to initiate the call, which Local 10 did. It was quickly picked up by the labor councils. Both Alameda and San Francisco labor councils have endorsed unanimously. And a number of major unions. The largest union in the Bay Area is SEIU 10-1. They've endorsed. They're mobilizing. So we believe there's going to be a massive turnout. And the reason for that is what Clarence was hitting on. In the present economic crisis, there's been a spate of racist killings of young blacks and people of color across the country. And we see this as a referendum on racism. People can go to the ballot box if they want. In my opinion, the candidates that are running for mayor in Oakland are all pro-police. They're calling for more police on the streets. They don't address the social questions of the day. Not one of them has spoken out on the question of Oscar Grant.